On August 20th, Albany police fired shots on Elk Street, hitting Eleazar Williams of Binghamton. He is currently in Albany Med, paralyzed from the waist down. Yesterday, local community members held a rally at Malcolm X Park in Arbor Hill to pressure the Albany police to provide more information and transparency. Contradictory information continues to circulate regarding whether Mr. Eleazar Williams was in possession of a weapon before he was shot by the police. Today, what we know is that Mr. Williams was shot presumably in the back and remains paralyzed in stable condition at Albany Medical Center. Correspondent and host Lavonia Mallory was at the rally where she interviewed one of the organizers, Aaron Carter.
Good, excellent.
Hi, this is Lavonia Mallory from 105.3 FM, the Sanctuary for Independent Media. I'm here at Malcolm X Community Park on the corner of Lark Street and Clinton Avenue. They are about to begin a rally. They're just setting up. And I'm here interviewing a very special person who's been in the community for years, advocating.
Make sure you go around the corner and tell them we need y'all back around here, okay?
Advocating and working on behalf of the people. Aaron Carter, tell my listeners how you got involved in this rally.
Well, one, it was brought to the attention of a few of the people in the community that a brother was shot, and also it was on the news that he was shot, and that generally a weapon was somewhere in vicinity and whatnot. That was from the newscast. And then we got together and said that what we need to do is find out a little bit more and to let the sentiment of the community be known, because in actuality, going to the people is the necessary fight. The leaders of the community is fine, but we got them. The accountability is to people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing new from the country. This is nothing new for the state of New York, and surely nothing new here in the Capital Region in regards to shootings that are questionable. And the brother was shot in the back and paralyzed, detained for several days without anybody able to talk to him. And we just want to, we want to know some questions, that need to be answered. And so we're fighting on behalf of the brother, especially he's paralyzed.
Okay.
He's not, so. And that's where it stands right. We have this rally here as a first step to make it known and galvanizing the community to raise level of consciousness and to learn that we got to love ourselves and love one another and back one another, especially when we're right and we know that nobody deserves to be shot in the back.
So what are the other organizations that have helped to organize this rally tonight?
Well, actually, it began even with Alice Green's press statement, I think about a day later from the incident. NACP wrote a letter, a statement, and there's a couple other groups. So, like, everybody plays their part, and but we definitely a bad thing can turn into a good thing in regards to getting our energy up and communicating to one another for the fight. This is long haul. We've been here 400 years. This incident, whatnot, just in the Capital Region, has been taking place for many years. But what we need to do is continue the good fight. And that's what we need to do. Let our children, all our children, see us rallying so that they get to feel what it is when they get a little older, that they saw courage, and so they're part of courage, and they will do the same.
So what's the overall purpose of the rally? What will they be? Will there be speakers? Will you be hearing from the people? What exactly is the format for the night?
Well, we'll introduce what was called for here and what's called in general. And then we'll, after we give some background to what is going on, we'll ask people to, if they have something to say that can be shared and experienced, statements.
All right. Well, listen, Aaron, thank you so much for being a forerunner in the community, really advocating for change, and we'll hang out and listen to some of the rally participants, and we wish you all the best of success.
Santi Sana, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
That was Lavonia Malloy. Mallory interviewing Aaron Carter at the rally in Malcolm X Park in Arbor Hill to protest the shooting of Eleazar Williams by Albany police. Mr. Williams remains in Albany Med, paralyzed from the waist down.